Christians appear to be targets in Burma. A ministry focuses on reversing the cycle of poverty in Sri Lanka, and clean water touches lives physically and spiritually in Kenya. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The momentum for an investigation into Burma's crimes against humanity is growing. 10 governments are calling for the United Nations to set up a commission probing the allegations. Christians seem to be bearing the brunt. Greg Musselman, a spokesman for Voice of the Martyrs Canada, says the cost of ignoring the crisis is too high.
Christians are seen as being opposed to the government, and then you also mix in the state religion, Buddhism, and so then the Christians are targeted politically and also for religious purposes.
Consider the potential impact on the spread of the gospel. Will Burma cooperate because of the national elections next month, or will change be a facade?
Sometimes they're trying to appease those that are looking in. They're also saying, well, how is this information leaking out? And it may even make it more difficult for the Christians there that are trying to go about their work as believers.
Pray for the strength of Christians to stand firm in their faith. There's more you can do. You can find those details at our website. Next, the World Health Organization says many of those displaced by the Pakistan floods remain trapped in isolated makeshift camps. Disease is a constant threat, as is starvation. Food for the Hungry is responding in Pakistan along with their partners on the ground. They'll eventually supply relief to 44,000 people. Continue to pray for Pakistan and the millions in need of help. Pray that people would respond with generosity, showing the love of Christ in a tangible way. You're listening to Mission Network News. Many families are stuck in the cycle of poverty on the island nation of Sri Lanka. IN Network has been working in the country since 1976 to reverse this cycle for as many children as possible through school and after-school programs. IN Network's executive director, Rody Rodehaver, says,
these are places where the children live in cardboard huts. Their mothers are forced to become prostitutes because they have no other way of making a living. And many of them are abandoned children who live with an auntie, who live with another adult who takes them in.
IN Network's efforts with children are twofold.
Our goal has been to take these children and to educate them, but also then to teach them the gospel.
As sponsored kids receive an education and grasp the gospel, IN Network is watching them go further in education and breaking the poverty cycle. For $32 a month, you can sponsor a child. For details, just go to our website. Next, by day, he's a Mission Aviation Fellowship accountant in Kinshasa, Democratic Republic of Congo. Away from the office, he's a gifted pastor, evangelist, and church planter. Salazaku Milukeli is a great example of nationals reaching nationals with the gospel. Milukeli explains the evangelistic phase of ministry.
We go for outreach for Jesus film in different areas whereby people have not been exposed to Jesus. We can see the fruit that people are coming to Jesus Christ.
Milukeli says their work is urgent as Islam is growing. He says this is a spiritual battle.
Many people don't have jobs due to the wars. Some are homeless and some cannot meet bread. The Muslim is feeding the people, giving scholarships. They are sending them to those different areas for studies.
Pray for wisdom and funding to meet these physical and spiritual needs. And Kenya's mortality rate among children under 5 is primarily blamed on waterborne diseases. In rural areas, this problem increases significantly. Living Water International just returned from a project in Ithanga, several miles northeast of Nairobi. The LWI team revisited a health clinic where they dug a well a few weeks earlier to reinforce some of the hygiene and evangelism teachings. The transformation they've seen in just a short time is astounding. You can get involved. Just go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If we draw your name, Global Action will send you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.